FM's Morning Focus.
Brought to you by Shannon Heritage. Our King John's Castle Visitor Centre brings to life over 800 years of local history. Shannon Heritage, bringing our history closer to you.
You're welcome back to the programme. Now, for well over 100 years, with a long and deep history, the Clare Agricultural Show Society has played an important role in the agricultural heritage of the county. Every year, the show attracts competitors and spectators from far and wide. This year, no exception, with the event taking place this coming Sunday at the showgrounds in Ennis. One of the organisers, the chairperson indeed of the Clare show, is Joe Lillis. Good morning to you, Joe.
Good morning, Gavin, and thank you very much for having us on this morning.
You're more than welcome. You all set?
Oh, as good as, but then again, there's always the last minute move.
Watching the weather, I guess, is the main
job. Watching the weather,
the
weather's supposed to be good for the weekend.
And hopefully, indeed, that'll be the case. The agricultural shows remain a popular staple and for many people, an event that they wouldn't miss any year.
Exactly. In actual fact, it's kind of a get-together for the countryman coming into town, the guy that comes from West Clare and East Clare and North or South Galway, maybe Limerick. Mm. They all come in. They all meet. They might only meet once in the year. It's like funerals. They just meet.
And what's the attraction? Is it that communal element to it, do you think?
It is. And it's also the guys coming to town anymore. And coming to town is one thing, but really they're coming to meet their own people. And they're looking at their own produce in here. And they're seeing how, okay, I have it, it's good so far, but I mean, it's better here, like, you know, when they look at it.
So they know that they themselves can do more.
Yes.
And maybe get some advice or tips or learn a little bit more about how to do that as well. I think another secret to the success as well, I mean, I mentioned that it's the early part of the last century when we first had agricultural shows here in Clare, but the facilities that you have in terms of the showgrounds in Ennis are second to none.
They're unbelievable, in actual fact. We have 17 acres there. We have an indoor jumping arena, which we turn into on show day for all the arts and crafts. We have two or three sand arenas. We have an all-weather track for jumping there. But not alone that, we facilitate the public in various ways. We have the rugby club in there on the training ground. We have the archery club. We have the golf club now practicing in there. There are various operations going on there, like, you know.
It's a community resource.
It's a community setup.
Oh, which is you know, as these things should be, as I'm sure, obviously you agree if you've been opening it up. But in terms of all the events there, and I know, for example, the Garden Festival that you were in with us on a few weeks ago was also held there. Obviously, this weekend is a very big one. What are you looking forward to most of all in terms of what will be taking place on Sunday?
Well, what I'm looking forward to myself on a personal basis is that everything runs smooth and that the whole thing gets right
and there's a big crowd
and there's a big crowd put together. Yeah. But the one thing that I do see as a standout situation in the show this weekend is cattle. It's unbelievable. This is hard to credit. 3 years ago, we were very, very low in numbers with cattle. Would you believe, on next Sunday, we have 149 cattle in there.
Wow.
I don't believe that John Wayne going up the Chisholm Trail in that film, The Young Cowboys, had as many cattle driving. So, I honestly believe this is unbelievable. 149, think of the figure, 149 cattle.
And why, I mean, why are so many people going for this? I mean, it's just a show-off.
It's a show off, but you have 46 cattle, you have all breeds. And we have a couple of men that took it over, like Michael Six and Andrew McCarthy, and these are tremendous men in showing. They show all over the country. And these guys are really good at what they do. And you have another guy called Donald Maloney from Arna Crusher with them, and they really put it together well.
And are they, it's obviously very competitive if you've got those numbers.
Oh, very competitive, because you have very, very good commercial classes in there, like, you know. And I mean, these guys are serious at what they do. They show up in Tullamore, they show everywhere.
Okay. We're also joined by David Costlow as well. He's a member of the show committee. Good morning to you, David.
Good morning.
And thanks too for joining us. We were just hearing about the cattle being shown this coming Sunday. But there's lots more going on aside from that at the show.
Yeah, like, I suppose it being the county show, it's very important that it, I suppose, ticks the boxes for all spectrums. And in particular, for the last number of years, we've had a particular focus on families and family day outs. And this year, we're delighted again that we have a beautiful carnival that's going to be bigger and better than even last year, which was very, very popular. Also, our dog show is great crack. And to see all the young and old with all different sizes and breeds of dogs, and that is exceptionally well supported. And it is a big, big factor of the show, is that whole family area. We actually have a particular part of the show that's segregated away from any of the animals as well, so that it's safe for kids. in that area, as I said, you have the dog show, the carnival, bouncy castles, you have the archery club are there, which will give lessons to youngsters to fire arrows at targets and everything else like that. So we're really excited, and please God, the people of Ennis and Clare will come and support us on the day.
How many people, I don't know if it's yourself or Joe I should be asking, but how many do you think might show up on the day?
I'd say in around 3,000. That's in about the ballpark figure every year, like, you
big
know,
number.
Between competitors and spectators.
No, of course, it's a very big number indeed, and it's not just cattle that people will be competing in, obviously.
Not at all, there'll be show horses. I mean, we have an All-Ireland running there with €2,500 in it. I mean, in the cattle section, there's a Clare Club Limousine Calf Final, that's on, with a prize fund of 1,500 in it. You have the jumping horses and kids, you have the equitation class, you have the arts and crafts in the indoor and the home produce, you have the horticulture, you have the miniature horses, you have the donkeys, you have the driving carriages, of course, with a big spectacle there. Mm. You have the breastless lady and the most appropriate dress, gentleman, I'm wording that right, am I, yeah? And you have the bunny baby. And you have the carnival, but then you have also trade stands, and you have cars and woodwork people there. You have a milking machine man coming in this year. It's a new one. We have your tax stores, you have lawnmowers coming in, jewellery, fencing people coming in, tree planting investment people coming in there. You have toy sales and you have driving instructors.
Okay.
These are all the trade stands we have in
there. And that element of it away from the traditional show, I mean, you've referenced it already, David, but that's probably very important in terms of getting the whole family in as opposed to just the farmer traditionally, if you know what I mean.
Correct, and it also is promoting all things agriculture, and it shows people what our heritage has been. As you know, the show is in existence for over 125 years, and I suppose it's our turn to leave a legacy for the next generation. And of course, we have to say a big thank you to all of our sponsors who generously every year support the show. It's a voluntary organisation. Without them, literally the show would not happen, and we acknowledge and are absolutely grateful for that support.
And they always talk about the National Ploughing Championships as being kind of a barometer for farming nationally. Are events like the Clare Show in their own way a barometer for how farming is going locally?
Yes, but like in a lot of country shows, unfortunately, there is a decline regarding even the showing of cattle. Mm. And for what our fellow colleagues in the cattle committee have done is really reversing where other shows just can't get the numbers. We're blessed to have them. And obviously, cattle are the backbone of our farming industry.
Sure, yeah.
Like, the Ploughing Championship is just an extraordinary event.
It's a beast. And I mean that in a compliment.
It is, yeah. And, like, once again, it's down to the hard work of their committees. And really, we're very grateful for all of the help that we get, both weekly and on the day, for all our helpers and volunteers. You know, it's phenomenal thing.
And just to put the same question to yourself, Joe, I mean, the fact that you have so many cattle, for example, being shown suggests that maybe, you know, farmers have a little bit more time. I know there's other reasons for it that you've outlined already, but obviously public have to buy into it too, you know?
They certainly do. In actual fact, I think things have turned around a good bit for us, like, you know, and also I'd say for the farmers, it has turned around some bit. It certainly has to have, with the amount of cattle that has increased. Now, these guys have worked harder, though, I mean, to get the cattle in.
Yeah.
But also, like, the sponsors, one can see, like, this year, that the sponsors have come up a good bit, like, you know. And if you look at the cattle section, you know, they have about 24 different sponsors, like, you know. And that's great to have companies coming from nearly the north of Ireland even sponsoring them, you know.
Okay. So what time do festivities kick off then on Sunday?
9 o'clock I'd expect that we'll be going, but we'll have people coming in from about 8 onwards, like, you know, and washing their cattle and putting their horses in, like, you know, into the areas. But the showing section will not be starting until 10, quarter past 10. The cattle will be coming in around 9:15, 8:15, and they'll be washing the cattle and put them in the pens, but their judging starts at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
But all other activities will be starting at 9:30, 10 o'clock.
So everything's starting from the morning and running across the day as well, I'm presuming?
Yeah, and as we said, we would expect the families to come out and support from 12 o'clock onwards. The carnival will be half price for the first 2 hours, so it gets you know, to help people come in early, have the fun, experience the rides, and then, of course, we'll see how it goes the rest of the afternoon after that.
Well, I hope it goes very well. I'm sure that it will, and I'm sure you get a big crowd, and hopefully the weather gods smile on you as well. And we wish you all the very best of that. It's at the Ennis Showgrounds this coming Sunday, as you heard, getting underway bright and early in the morning, and you're encouraged to go along and take part in it. And if you want to go along, Joni's team have kindly given us 3 pairs of tickets to give away to this Sunday's County Clare show. If you want to win that one, all you got to do is text the word show, your name and where you are, to 086 1800 964. We'll give away 3 pairs between now and the end of the programme.
Something I omitted there, we have the sheaf throwing competition on there as well, and there are people coming up from Cork, Offaly and Laois for that, and we have also got the former world champion with us, Michael O'Brien from Tulla. And that sheaf throwing will take place around 3:30.
Lovely stuff. Loads going on. Show your name and where you are if you want to win one of those pairs of tickets to pick it up at reception between now and tomorrow. If you are the winner, we'll be giving those away, as well as our paint voucher, between now and the end of the programme. But for now, Joe and David, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Gavin.
Clare FM's Morning Focus with Gavin Grace.